Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Reproductive efficiency is critical to a successful cow-calf operation. On today's program, Extension Cow-Calf Specialist Casey McCarthy talks about technologies like estrus synchronization, pregnancy detection, and many other tools to help improve fertility and enhance the genetic process.
We know, right, that a reproductive efficiency is one of our cornerstones for our production systems, especially related to profitability. And so making sure that we're thinking of opportunities and tools to set these females up for success. So you had mentioned, right, use of technologies. Well, we have a relatively low adoption rate, particularly among a lot of our small operations and even our medium and large operations, that when you think about use of, say, artificial insemination, that's increased from about 6% to 11% in the U.S., according to the National Animal Health Monitoring System, with larger operations being a little greater in terms of adoption rates, closer to about 30% of our operations. One tool that we then, right, can think about would be an estrus synchronization. However, that's still fairly low in terms of operations that utilize it. But we know that implementation and monitoring of our cows and implementation of some of these technologies really can help us improve conception rates, evaluate our calving distribution, looking at a result of having more calves born early in the season, right, which then entails an opportunity to have heavier weaning weights and then ultimately improve that longevity of our females.
Casey says having these tools available to the producers is great, but stresses that having a suitable cow is critical to success.
Really making sure that we're setting our females up to actually be good candidates to use some of these technologies. Because at the end of the day, we want calves that are marketable and having a calf every year. And ways that we can actually then evaluate our production system would be using some of these tools that we can talk about today. But ultimately, when we think about setting our females up, and you mentioned, right, we've got probably a handful of folks that are in the midst of calving, starting to calve, or right, the tail end of calving for some of our folks that are calving early in the year, evaluating the proportion of calves that are actually born in the first 21 days, right, the second and third groups of our distribution really gives us a great insight into our reproductive performance. And then ultimately setting these females up for pre-breeding and breeding management. And so we want to have these calves arrive early. We want our cows to be in good condition. We have a solid handle on our herd health with the idea that we're going to try to target pregnancy rates of about 85% or more so we can ensure that implementation of some of these technologies are really going to continue to improve that bottom line. And so when we start to see where maybe our preg rates are lower, or we're having some issues with skewed distribution of calves throughout our calving season, we need to identify those underlying management concerns prior to implementation of some of these additional technologies, because we can get a lot of benefits when we start to think about some of those.
Casey will return on a future program to discuss more details about this topic. To read the full article or listen to the podcast about this topic, go to UNL's beef website at beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.